every day, me and you. The Good News and Shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good News in Shoes.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen. For over 25 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Today, Kurt Owen is continuing his teaching on knowing and believing the love of God and how knowing and believing He loves you can cause you to win every time. Let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen, and welcome back to Victory is Assured. Guess what? We're still not quite done with the love of God yet, okay? So I believe we'll finish out today. I know I've said that before, forgive me, but I do believe we'll get there. And this week really has been set aside for the rubber to meet the road, where you begin to find your identity in Jesus' love. And, you know, I was just talking to Jimmy Pittman. He's the producer of the broadcast and stuff. We were just talking about the fact that people who become convinced of God's love seem weird to other people in a lot of ways. Because, I think one of the things I've said that has thrown people the most over the years is, like, we'll be sitting here talking about something, and then it's time to pray, and I'll say, "Now, Lord, you've heard everything we've been talking about." And then it's like, you're talking to him like your friend, you know him, right? Yeah, that's really what it's supposed to be about. You know, or you say stuff like this, "Lord, I know that you're doing everything you can do in this situation. I know you are. How do you get there?" Because you become convinced of God's love. But, you know, if somebody is more convinced of God's love for them than you are, don't necessarily think they're the one that's wrong in what you could consider to be their weirdness. You know, if I'd have been Peter and I'd have been sitting there at the Last Supper and he's got his head laying on his chest, I'd have thought that was kind of weird. But it would have been intimacy. Not sexual intimacy, just intimacy. Just that, having that together. Now remember, we looked in John, the 21st chapter, and we saw in John 21:15-20, we saw where Jesus was offering intimate relationship to Peter, and Peter was declining it. This is another thing Jimmy and I were talking about. It wasn't that Peter didn't do great things. Can you, working for God, do great things? Yes. But, you know, it says this in Jeremiah chapter 9, okay? It says, "Let not the mighty man glory in his might, not the wise man glory in his wisdom. Let not the rich man glory in his riches, but let him who glories glory in this, that he knows and understands me." A lot of times people think you can't even understand God. Maybe you can't understand the certain complexities, but you can understand His love. You can even though it passes knowledge, you can begin to get established in it. And Jimmy and I were talking about this, that it's not that people who don't believe that love that God has for them can't do great things, but they'll always be limited. How do we know that? Well, from Ephesians. Ephesians says that you have to be rooted and grounded in love so that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Well, what's the opposite of that? That you're not rooted and grounded in love, so you're not going to be filled with all the fullness of God. There's things that God would desire to do in your life that He's not going to be able to do because you'll put up roadblocks. You'll stop Him. You won't receive His love. That was the reason that things were different for John. John was the disciple they couldn't kill. Why couldn't they kill him? Because he had received Jesus' limitless love. Now, here's something else, and Jimmy and I were talking about this as well. Two guys wrote a large part of the Bible, John and Paul. And both of them had this in common. They were convinced that Jesus loved them. And they understood things Peter didn't understand. He made a comment about Paul. He said, "These things that he writes are difficult to understand, but they are Scripture." how did that happen? How did Paul become to the point that he understood things Peter just did not understand? How is that possible? Because Paul said this, who loved me and gave himself for me. It was personal with him. He had received, when, you know, remember here in John 21, he asked Peter, do you want to have a limitless relationship? And Peter's like, I'm going to have to put some limitless on it. The difference with John and Paul was this. When Jesus said, do you want to have a limitless love relationship? They said, oh, yeah. Yeah, I do. And listen, your ability to commit to the Lord is in direct proportion to how convinced you are He loves you. Because you will always hold back from Him if you're not convinced that He loves you. You'll always pray like He's the opposition if you're not convinced He loves you. Listen, when I hear people pray, I can tell most of the time whether they believe that Jesus loves them. How is that possible? Well, because people sit there and act like He's the problem. Like they're begging Him. You don't believe the love that Jesus has for you. Now, again, Paul writes 3/4 of the New Testament. John wrote 1st, 2nd, 3rd John, wrote the book of John, and then was entrusted with the book of Revelation. Why was John chosen for that? Because he was the one that would receive the love of God, Jesus, without limit. How is that? Because he would withhold nothing from Jesus. How can you get to the place that you withhold nothing from Jesus? You realize that Jesus withheld nothing from you, that Jesus is in love with you, that Jesus wants to help you, Jesus desires to help you, that Jesus is in love with you. If you'll get a hold of this, I'm telling you, it will change your life forever. When you see the Scriptures ask you to do anything, you'll realize He's not asking from me to test me, to play with me, or anything else. He's asking me this because He loves me, and this will take me to a better life. John believed that. Paul believed that. And that's what God, you know, you talk about relationship. What about Moses? That they were friends. Abraham was God's friend. And they accomplished more in their generation than any other people. Why? Because they had intimacy with God. Moses cried, you know, I see people all, you know, I travel all over the world. Literally, I've been on every continent this year but Antarctica. Okay, this year, right? I've flown 170,000 miles this year, something like that. 2019, okay? Here's the thing. All over the world, I hear people crying out for the glory of God. Lord, show me your glory. Lord, show me your glory. And they point to Moses saying that, and they forget what he asked for first. Before, he didn't ask for his glory first. This is what he asked for first. He said, Lord, show me your ways that I may know you. The Bible says in the 103rd Psalm that Moses knew the Lord's ways. Israel knew his acts. See, you can be there working for God. You can even be serving for God. And you can see the acts of God. But there is something deeper available. Don't glory in the might that God has given you. Don't glory in the wisdom that God has given you. Don't glory in the finances that God has given you. Glory the fact that you know Him. And if you have wisdom, might, if you have wisdom, you have might, and you have finances, you need to realize you're not done. You don't have anything to glory in yet until you can say, I know Him. And the only way you'll ever get there is to become convinced of His love for you. And when you become convinced, when you can truly look at yourself in the mirror and say, I am the disciple that Jesus loves, and you believe that, there's no limit to what God can do in your life. Not because He's withholding, but because you took the limits off, because you are willing to receive His agape, love without limits, towards you. This is why we've spent 87 broadcasts on this, to convince you how much Jesus loves you, so that you would know this, so that God can do for you the way he's always wanted to. So you become convinced God is not trying to withhold from you. You know, today's offering day on the broadcast. So many times people, when I start talking about offerings, they think we're just doing this for the money, which honestly, if it was for the money, I'd have quit a long time ago. But then when they think that God asked for, you know, for offerings and stuff, they get to thinking that you're just doing this because you want my money. No, that might be true of everyone else that you give your money to, like Walmart, Target, and everything else. But me asking you to give is not just to get your money. One, it's to put where your treasure is, there your heart will be also, so that you'll put your heart in the right place. Two, for you to honor God. But then there's another reason, and I'm going to read in here Proverbs 3, in verses 9 and 10. And I want you to hear this closely and think about God's love. Honor the Lord with your possessions, with the first fruits of all of your increase, so that your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will overflow with new wine. Notice this, the love of God. I want you, basically saying, I want you to honor me with you, but your possessions, with the first fruits of all of your increase. Why? So that your barns can be filled with plenty and your vats can overflow with new wine. Why am I asking you to give today? Why does the Lord ask you to give? Because he wants to be put into a position he can fill your barns with plenty and your vats can overflow with new wine. Some people say, well, if you'll fill my barns, then I'll give. No, you won't. That's a lie. That's not the way it works. Establish your heart first in whatever you're giving, even if it's just 25 cents, even if it's just $5. And then that way you can be trusted with full barns. Because I've known too many people who ended up being blessed and they never did end up giving to God because their heart wasn't established. But on the other side, remember that Jesus will give seed to the sower. If you're endeavoring to give, I believe Jesus will give you seed. Let me pray for you today. Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, by the way, let me say this. Sorry about that, Lord. Listen. This talks about first fruits of all your increase. Unless you are a minister, do not put your tithes into this ministry. If you put your tithes into the local church. But I do want you to honor God with your giving, and I do want you to honor this ministry, because we teach you the Word of God. And the Bible says you should give to those that teach you the Word. And again, not just so we can pay our bills, even though that is part of it, but for this, that your barns can be filled with plenty and your vats can overflow with new wine. Now, Lord, I'm just going to pick up where I was talking about. Lord, I thank you that right now, that Lord, they're giving today. I thank you, Lord, as they honor you with their possessions. I thank you, Lord, that their barns are filled with plenty and their vats overflow with new wine. Lord, I thank you that they take the first fruits of all their increase and put it into their local church or to their pastor. And if I'm their pastor, they're putting into this ministry. And Lord, I thank you because of it. You didn't do this to take from them. You did this to give to them. Lord, you'll demonstrate their love in their possessions and in their resources. And you'll fill their bank accounts with plenty. And I thank you for it. And Lord, if there's people out there right now that desire to give but don't have anything, provide seed for them to sow. Thank you for doing that today. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm asking you to go to the website today or text and become a partner with this ministry and help us fund this gospel all over the world. Michael will tell you how. Remember, Jesus is risen. Victory is assured.
All of us here at Kurt Owen Ministries are excited about you taking advantage of the opportunity to become a part of something that is so much bigger than any one person. Simply text the term KOM Partner to the number 44321. Then simply put in your name and the amount that you want to give. Once again, simply text the words KOM Partner to the number 44321. Your gift will have a life-changing impact on people around the world. Kurt Owen sincerely desires that fruit abounds to your account. Your return and your reward will be now in this time and eternal. Text KOM Partner to 44321 and help Kurt Owen change the world. Tune in the same time every weekday for a continuation of the teaching, Knowing and Believing, the Love of God with Kurt Owen.
Morningside Academy, the first private school in Port St. Lucie, has been providing academics with excellence since 1987.